Hi, Dennis. We are here today to have a discussion on the importance of establishment on the geographic regulatory framework under the Digital Services Act. I wonder, could you talk to us a little bit about the importance of where a service provider is established for the purposes of the DSA?
Thanks, Luke. The DSA applies to intermediary service providers that offer intermediary services to both consumer and business users that are based in the European Union. This is irrespective of whether the service provider is established in the European Union. So it doesn't matter where the service provider is located. What is important is that they have a substantial connection to the European Union. Given the importance of this concept, would you be able to explain what is meant by a substantial connection to the European Union?
Absolutely. So a service provider has a substantial connection to the European Union if they have an establishment in a member state. In the absence of any establishment in a member state, substantial connection can be evidenced by reference to a number of specific factual criteria, such as having a significant user base in one or more member states, or the fact that the service provider targets their services at a member state. Now, targeting is determined by a range of separate factors, such as whether or not they offer their services in languages which are used in the European Union, whether or not they accept currencies used in the EU, or whether or not they engage in things like local advertising in one or more member states, among many other criteria. What's important, though, is that mere availability of the service in the European Union is not enough to evidence substantial connection.
So when a non-EU service provider is subject to the DSA, they're required to appoint a legal representative. The purpose of this is to ensure compliance with the DSA and to engage with regulators. The legal representative has to be appointed in one of the member states in which the service provider offers services. The representative must be provided with sufficient resources and powers to comply with their obligations. There's a similar concept under the GDPR, which has a concept of a representative. A key difference, though, is that a representative under the DSA can be liable for infringements of the DSA by the service provider. So a large number of companies provide representative services under the GDPR, but because of this, it's very unlikely that they will do so under the DSA. So Luke, could you please describe the regulatory framework under the DSA?
Absolutely. So the very largest service providers, which are called VLOPs or VLUSes, i.e. those service providers which have greater than 45 million average monthly active recipients, are regulated primarily by the European Commission. Now, the national digital service coordinators will also have a role to play there. For those smaller service providers, they will be regulated by the digital service coordinator in the member state in which they are established. So a large number of tech companies use Ireland as their place of establishment for the purposes of EU law. Those companies will be regulated by Ireland's DSE on Commission demand. Now, under the DSA, other national regulators will also have smaller roles to play. So we can expect that the Irish Data Protection Commission and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission will both also have a role to play here.
Thanks, Luke. That's very interesting. So I guess there's three key takeaways from this. The first is if you're established in the European Union, to work out where your main establishment is, as this will help you to identify your regulator under the DSA. Secondly, if you're not established in the European Union, you need to work out whether you have a substantial connection to the European Union. And finally, if you're not established in the European Union and you do have a substantial connection to the European Union, you will need to appoint a legal representative.
That's great. Thanks, Dennis.